This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's out back on the fan on this Wednesday afternoon, and BT, some news with the Johnnies. Rick Pitino named the Big East Coach of the Year. Did we know that, or this is like new today?
I found out some stuff on campus. Obviously, I'm not going to say anything, right. But I did not know about Rick. I knew that he would, but I did not know, but I knew about Lewis.
Okay.
I knew that the other day. So RJ Lewis named the Big East Player of the Year. Rick, as Sal just said, the Big East Coach of the Year. And additionally, R.J. Lewis was also named third-team All-American for the entire country. So, you know, the awards keep flying in. R.J. and Zuby, both first-team All-Conference. Kadari Richmond, I think he got hosed a little bit. He was second-team All-Conference. So, just a really, really good year for St. John so far.
And you had Hoff and Dole
yeah.
pull this thing that you wanted.
I want to play this for you. Do you know, so 5 years ago today,
Oh, yeah, COVID.
Was one of the strangest experiences for everybody, but really for me, being at the Garden. Now, keep in mind, guys, St. John's, they're playing Creighton, and they actually started the game. And we're in the media room. There's no fans allowed. I think each team was allowed like 20 or 30 parents, so there's like the bands and 60 people in the entire Garden. And as I go back to get some press notes before the game, you know, I see on ESPN, ACC, Big Ten, Big 12, SEC, you know, American Athletic, Old Colonial, every other conference has canceled their tournament. And for some reason, the Big East decided to play theirs. Listen to how ominous this sounds as this goes through the speakers at the Garden.
The Big East Conference has canceled the remainder of our men's basketball tournament effective immediately. We believe the decision is in the best interest of our participants and fans. Madison Square Garden of the Big East Conference thanks you for attending today's game. Please travel carefully and arrive safely.
Yeah, that was one of the fans obviously disappointed. It was so bizarre. I remember seeing Johnny Thunderbird, the St. John's mascot, like almost in the upper deck by himself, like getting that kind of distance before the game was actually canceled. Dude, it was the weirdest. And then I don't know why I was taking the train because I was still living in Jersey, but I guess maybe I was hopping on the train to come and get my car down by the station. That's what it was. So I jump on the one train and like people looking at it like everybody was afraid to get within 20 feet of each other. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It was weird.
Even trying to process it and listen back to that and hear you talking about it, like, it brings me back to, I don't know how else to put it. I don't want to say, like, a dark place personally, but I just think all of us together going through that, that is something that, like, you just can't ever prepare for. And then you, like, you can't even fathom that that's reality. And then it happens, and you have no choice but to adjust in real time. And life is forever changed. Like, I remember the beginning of it Oh, the Ivy League, maybe they were the first to cancel their tournament at the
time.
Yes,
good memory. They absolutely were. You nailed it.
I remember that because I might have still been doing Columbia games at the point.
Yeah.
So I remember that. And then I'm like, wow, like that's weird. And of course, the Ivy League ahead of everybody else in that regard, like you would think. But then that day, hearing about the Big East canceling in the middle of it, or the night that you want to talk about, you know, Utah, the Jazz, where they stopped that game.
When Gobert was touching the microphones before that.
Yeah, I came here and did a show. I was doing, I don't know if it was overnight or late night, but I remember doing that. Not, like, I don't know how you could understand the severity of what was about to take place.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't. I'm like, oh, all right, this is a big deal, apparently. But, like, how bad is this going to be? The world shut down. Good God. And there were repercussions that we're still paying for as a society, as a country, years later.
And some kids will never get back some years of development that will change their personalities and maybe their ability to learn forever. Yeah. I mean, there were kids that were out of school. I mean, at the most developmental phase of your life.
Right. So to have that, kids still being homeschooled in a lot of areas, people still working from home. And like it changed everything. And I remember, you mentioned ominous, like, God, thinking back, dude, I remember just being at home with my wife, and it's like, oh my God, like, there's no work, there's nowhere to go, can't go to the gym.
Like, what? Was Sandy wasn't born yet.
No, she was pregnant. Born.
She had to be pregnant, right?
No, we got pregnant, I think.
During COVID. That's all you could do.
August of 20, I want to say, is when we found out, I think. Because
Could that be right?
So August of 2020.
Okay.
And then she was born April of 2020. Is that math doing right? Is that the right math? Yeah, about right, right?
Sounds about right. Quick math. It sounds about right, yeah.
Right. So, but yeah, I mean, it's just a different
Sal, there's so many things that are just flooding back right now. I remember, so this was whatever, Wednesday or Thursday of March of 2020. And I remember it was that Sunday morning.
You were there at the Garden for the St. John's game?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah,
I'm going to play something else for you that's going to blow your mind in a second. And I'm going to the gym. Now, this is after the cancellation of the Big East. I have a gym in town that, whatever, and I'm walking, my wife's like, where are you going? I'm like, I'm going to work out. She's like, no, you're not. And, like, my wife's not the kind of person who says, no, you're not.
Right.
You know, I mean, I respect her tremendously, you know, but she's not like, you're not going somewhere, you're not my mom. And the way she said it, I'm like, what do you mean I'm not? She's like, yeah, I'm going. She's like, you're not going. And she explained it. And I was like, I knew it was a big thing because I'm a big news consumer, even though maybe not everything we got was real, whatever, not to get into that. But I knew life was changing to the point where we would order, and she was much more aware of it than me, we would order pizza, and I'm sure many others went through this. When you order food, you leave it on the doorstep because you don't want to interact with anybody. She would take the pizza, which was already piping hot, and then put it in the oven to kill whatever germs she thought may have been available. I got to play this for you.
Yeah.
So before what we just played for you, which was now it's time to leave the garden. Now, you know, Mink, as straight as they come, he's like, all right, Brandon, time now for the keys to the game. I know there's no reason to be. Listen to this.
And Brandon Tierney along with those.
I mean, I got to be honest with you, Mink. I don't even really know why I'm going to waste my time giving you these things. We're not going to play it. There's no way this game is going to be played in its entirety. I mean, I'm watching the bands, I'm hearing the bands, and I'm watching both teams get introduced, and I understand. It looks like we're about to play a game, and we probably will start the game, but there's no way, even if there is a tomorrow, how does this thing go on? In the last 5 minutes, Conference USA, canceled. Atlantic 10, canceled. Big 10, canceled. SEC, canceled. AAC, canceled. Big 12, canceled. And the Big East is going to roll on? Wow. Okay, well, since I wasted most of my time here on that, the first key is turnovers. Have fewer. The second key is really continue the free throw percentage. Nice roll last night. Obviously, they shot the ball well last night. And the third one, this really is bizarre. The third one here is a quick start. They might have heavy legs, okay? You know, but they are young and they are resilient. A lot of young, fresh bodies on this team. So despite getting back to the hotel around midnight, it is a quick turnaround. If you could at least get to the first TV timeout within 5 points either way, you got a chance. But this is absolutely bizarre.
And those are...
Mink gets right back into the straight man.
Those are the keys to the game.
And I just keep going. I'm like, what? I went bonkers
on. They shut down at the half?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, so technically, St. John's won a championship that year. They were the last team to have a lead in the entire country.
Hard to imagine that it's 5 years ago.
Yeah.
I just also
it
think...
It was nuts.
Don't you think that, like, mentally, the damage, or psychologically, however you want to word it there, the damage that that did, sometimes... Like, I think it did irreparable damage, to at least to me.
In what way to you?
The way that it impacted me, and again, not like that I am different from many others, but like it just changed the entire world.
Mm-hmm.
And living through that damaged, like it was depressing.
Mm-hmm.
And not knowing what to do. I don't know. Dude. I'm not saying like I'm not afraid. Like I don't walk around with a mask or anything like that now. So it doesn't have, but I think mentally the psychological damage that did working and being at home for that extended period,
yep.
being forced to do that, I think that took some damage. That sometimes like I don't even think about, obviously, in day-to-day life, but when thinking back, it is not a good feeling to think back to those days.
Okay, I could totally get that. And I don't disagree, but there were a couple of things that were different for me. Number one, I had a partner. So me and Tiki did our show. We did
those shows were brutal, dude.
And we were on TV too. So we did it from home. But at least I had somebody appear and a friend that you're doing solo shows. It's different. It was number brutal. One. Number two, and this I don't mean to sound irresponsible because I didn't realize exactly what was happening, but the first couple of weeks I don't want to say I liked it because again that's right. out of context here, but my son had just turned 5, my daughter was 3. They were little, and I remember taking that. I'm like, all right, you know, we're going to do, even though they were too young for it, so we're going to do synonyms and antonyms and homonyms, and we're going to do geography, and like we have this big blackboard in their playroom, and I really took it as, we're going to paint, we're going to do this, we're going to do puzzles. After 3 weeks, I ran out of stuff. Like, I remember walking out, like, I'm done. I don't know what else. Now, she was doing it as well. But it was a good connector for me and my kids because they were young.
I get it.
And then I could go in the backyard because it was March and I could play ball with my son who was just starting to play ball.
Being home.
Yes. It was. I felt safe in my home.
For a short period, though.
Yes. But if my kids were older, knowing they were missing out on the prom or playing high school baseball or collegiate ball, like you're talking about, like if that would have happened to me in college, it would have wiped out a year and a half. Not that I was any good. But a year and a half of college baseball experience.
Think about how we had sports without fans.
Dude. And
I don't like watching. Sometimes SNY will rerun.
The cardboard cutouts.
Dude.
I flip the channel. I'm not wasting my time.
See, that's what I mean by something was done.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Like, it's not going to, you know, I'm not like going to go run and cry about it.
I know.
But when I see it, it brings me back to a bad place.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to be reminded that we had to live through watching sporting events.
Yep.
Not to mention the actual damage that everything, you know, was going on. But talking about just from a sports perspective, that we lived through that with cardboard cutouts in the stands. Like, it was ridiculous. I don't want to be reminded of that. Here we are spending 10 minutes on it.
No, but it's 5 years ago to the day. I remember, nobody knew how serious it was. So people just kind of weighing in. I don't mean politically. I mean people who think they have an idea. Like, generally, you can get a sense. Mom, I want to stay in my lane. I'll sound like an idiot. But, like, sometimes you can get a sense of what the economy does or might do, and you could tie it into what might happen, clearly, with world events. I mean, that's a pretty basic statement. I remember calling my sister, and I go out in the yard, and I'm smoking a cigar, and I poured myself a little scotch. Like, the sun was out, very light pour, a couple of cubes of ice. Sitting in my yard, and I remember she's in finance, and she's got a medical background, studied at Columbia, most brilliant person I know, my sister, studied at Oxford, brilliant. And she's like, get ready. She's like, this is going to be, and I think she might say a month. She's like, this is going to go on for a year. I'm like, a year?
Right.
She's like, yep. She's like, just get ready. Now, I'm not saying she's the all-great predictor. I mean, she's brilliant, but she's not always right, but she happened to be right about that. And I remember after I hung up, I'm like, what am I going to do for the next year?
Yeah.
It really, you know, just, and it go 5 years ago today.
Yeah.
Wow.
Sad to think back, or just weird to think back. Like you said, that's the one word I think we could describe it as, just a weird time where nobody knew what the hell was going on, how to respond. What would you say there, Dove? You had a wedding during that?
I my daughter got married during COVID. We had to make a wedding with guests and family. My daughter and son-in-law wanted a full wedding, and my wife and I were like, we can't do this because it's not safe. How can they put...
Wasn't even legal, right?
I don't think it was legal. Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
What do you mean?
We did have to change holes because some holes weren't going to do it legally.
Yeah, okay, there you go.
A little under the table gets you somewhere, right?
We had an outdoor ceremony.
Right.
We had two different dining rooms so people could be socially distanced.
Oh, my God. Wow.
And my daughter and son-in-law still, they hold it against us that we deprived them of a full wedding.
Hey, did they get the envelopes? That's all that matters at the wedding at the end of the day. Did she look pretty and did they get the envelopes? What else matters?
I think what's important is they, thank God, are building a family together and they're living.
There you go.
Of course, that goes without saying.
How about you? How much did you weigh during the COVID pandemic?
How much what?
How much did you weigh during the pandemic?
I lost.
Did you really?
You
can go food shopping.
No, because I did a bunch of yard work. Like, I chopped down every tree in my yard.
Yeah, a lot of projects.
I did.
Right?
Because I'm thinking no gym from home. I remember just going.
A lot of projects. I built a home gym.
I walked around with my shirt off most of the time outside.
Wow.
My block. I felt that good.
Look at you.
Huffy. I know.
Huff Bunyan. Yeah.
Huff Bunyan. I remember going to get a speed bag. A kick bag, 50-pound weights. I went and got, I ordered it, I mean. A treadmill, like I got
all those things were like through the roof at the time.
I got them. I was making network money. I was doing well.
I remember thinking,
I got to stay sane down here.
I went and watched, I was watching Harry Potter, which I'd never seen before. I watched 8 of those.
I watched everything.
Went and got beer. Like, it was just like.
Sopranos.
Do whatever I want.
I watched everything over. I watched Friends. I watched Sopranos. I watched, and there were just, and the tough thing for us, too, was that we had just moved into the neighborhood. Now, not to stereotype you, Sal, but I get the sense that I'm a little more social than you in terms of, I have buddies come over, fire pit. You're not really into that. Sometimes you get dragged to your neighbors. You know, your wife makes you do it. I think I like people a little bit more than you in social settings. Is that a fair statement?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So, but we didn't know anybody. We had just moved there. And the kids were so young, they weren't really, McColt was in nursery school, but we didn't know anybody, didn't know any neighbors because it was a new community. All the homes were just built, and we were the second home that moved in. So nobody's even there.
Yeah.
It was a lonely existence, but I guess the good news, to make it positive, 5 years ago, if you were hoping St. John's would be Creighton, and the game got unplugged. Guess what? Tomorrow they're played at noon. 20,000 people, number 6 in the country. Patino's your coach. COVID's over. Let's go.
Looking forward to it. We'll continue with the conversation. We'll get back to the Giants stuff. If you want to talk about that, the Johnnies, whatever's on your mind on this Wednesday afternoon, 888-808-1019, BT and Sal on the Fan. Brandon Tierney, Sal Licata back on the Fan this Wednesday afternoon. Let's get to some midday madness, BT. Let's do it on the phones here on the BT and Sal Show, brought to you by Boost Mobile. Steve is calling from Howard Beach. Steve wants to join the madness of the show. What's up, Steve?
Guys, what's best for Daboll and Shane is not what's best for the Giants. Now, the player in the draft that is the most able to be the not bust of the draft is Travis Hunter. So now, if the Giants, in the interest of long-term benefit, draft Hunter, they have made the right selection and also waiting on a quarterback or maybe going to get Cousins or some type of stopgap for a year or two. But what Daboll and Shane are going to do is fight for their jobs and put this organization in an even worse predicament that's going to be terrible short-term. It's actually going to blow up, and it's going to prohibit them from winning long-term. So the two are going in totally different directions, and as a 30-year business owner, I see this from 10 miles away, that they are operating this organization in utter peril, chaos, and with desperation.
Yeah, and that's the thing, Steve. Steve. Thank you for the call. We appreciate you joining the Midday Madness here on the Fan with BT and Sal. That's the thing, BT. It's common sense, right? Like, we talked about this during the season, in the offseason. We're talking about it again. Now, it doesn't mean that it's going to go the way that we expect it to go, but based on the decisions that they made, the prior decisions, where they are at currently, it feels like they're in a spot where they're almost forced to do the wrong thing, and it's not going to end in a good way for this Giants organization. The right thing to do.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Would be to say, we believe in Shane and Dable. We long term, these are our guys. We're not making any changes. We don't anticipate that anytime soon. Let them then go about the draft or free agency the way that they want. Mm-hmm. I don't believe that that's the case.
Yeah, I mean, I don't either. But let me give you the flip side here. And Giant fans would love if this actually happened. You know, we plan this out. We chart out a course of action. Do this, do that. Draft this guy, sign this guy, cut that guy, hire this coach. And, you know, these plans that we lay out on the air or on social media usually never happen. And if they do, if the organization by chance should follow what we map out, usually they don't work out. Because, like, you know, you want certain players, they do it, it doesn't work out. So nobody understands and nobody knows what's going to happen here. I think that the Giants, to me, they're not going to get it done conventionally. Like, they don't have the first pick. They don't have the worst record. There's no layup, you know, like Peyton Manning waiting for him. But think about how the Knicks tried to rebuild. They always tried to get the free agents, didn't get them. And I don't mean Jalen Brunson. I'm talking right about LeBron or those guys, right? Didn't get the big stars to save them then. Never popped on the first overall pick. Never got a Duncan. Never got a player like that. We wanted Zion. That wouldn't have worked out anyway. So sometimes you just have to get lucky. And the last thing I want to tell Giant fans is to be patient, because you've been patient for a while. But just because it seems scattered now, that doesn't mean that they can't figure it out in an unconventional way.
Yeah, no, it doesn't. But in all likelihood, we know how this is going to end. It's going to end with Shane and Dable being fired. They're going to hire a new regime. They're going to go get the new quarterback. And it'd be one thing if the Giants had established something in the last 3 years. Tell me in 3 years with Shane and Dable what the Giants have established. What is their identity in 3 years of this regime right now? What is it?
Yeah, it's a short list. There's really nothing. So they don't have an identity right now. We don't even know how they want to play.
Correct. So maybe in their mind, Dable's saying, look, this is the offense. This is how it's going to work. We're the real quarterback.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't get it. You think plugging in all these free agents is going to help all of a sudden that defense become a legitimate defense?
Well, I think the defense has enough pieces where if these pieces, if they plug in, work, then I think the defense could be pretty good. They got some good players on defense.
I mean, okay.
You got to score some touchdowns.
We've said that before, but the defense hasn't proven to be very good.
Well, I mean, the defense is also always out there. The time of possession, it's 40-20, it seems like, because the offense can't do a drive. I mean, there's a lot of reasons. I don't want to bore anybody, but, right. I mean, the defense needs to be better. No question about it, but I think the shell of a good defense is there for the Giants. I don't doubt that.
Liz is in Fairfield, Connecticut. What's up, Liz?
Liz.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
So I'm a longtime Steelers fan. I've been spoiled through the Roethlisberger years, and I really do not Rodgers. I think he's a bad fit for the team.
Why?
I think he's too old. I think it's time to hang it up.
Okay.
I worry about our O-line because he's a pocket passer. I mean, I don't think we can protect our quarterback.
So who do you want?
That's a tough question. I wanted Fields to stay. I think he was underused last year. I think he has a lot of potential.
Okay.
I know he's gone. Wilson, I think he's washed up too. I just don't see him in this organization.
So who do you want?
I think the Steelers need to rebuild.
Available.
I know. That's the problem.
Yeah.
There is nobody.
I get it.
But I feel like the Steelers just need to, just go in this. I think they've been in a rebuilding phase for a lot of years and just can't get all the pieces together.
Yeah.
Quarterback being the biggest one.
Liz, you know what I think you need to do? I think you need to open yourself up to a little Rodgers. He's coming.
Yeah, and by the way, it would be the best thing. Like, I mean, Liz is obviously a Steelers fan, so she could have her opinion on it. But I believe from afar, it would be the best thing the Steelers could do. It would be better than what they had last year, which, by the way, wasn't awful last year. They still had a puncher's chance. They needed the as long as you have Tomlin, that Pittsburgh defense, they're going to be competitive in the AFC. Rodgers, if you get... Remember, too, in their minds, BT, because we talked about this as far as it pertained to retaining Rodgers with the Jets, coming off of a year where he was healthy, doesn't have to go through the rigorous rehab this offseason, they might be getting the best version of Rodgers that we've seen in the last 3-plus years.
Yeah.
If you get that, combined with their run game, their coaching, their style of play, Rodgers can be the difference maker to put you... Now, it could flop, of course, but at least the potential to have Rodgers be the difference maker, I would be all about that.
Well, I mean, an offseason of actually training to play football rather than trying to get your body back up to speed to merely compete, those are two very different things. So I do think he'll be better this year, but there's pressure in Pittsburgh too. You know, I mean, if it's Rodgers or if it's Wilson or whatever they do, and, they go 8-9, 9-8, first round flop. I mean, there are a lot of Steelers fans who want Tomlin gone now.
Right. Pat is in Long Island. What's up, Pat?
Yeah, I don't think Rodgers to the Giants makes any sense. I honestly think they're wasting... I mean, he's not going to go to the Giants, but they're wasting time with this Russell Wilson and Rodgers talk. Sal, I completely agree with you. They need to just... this is just a sign of dysfunction. They need to let these guys draft their quarterback and let him develop a little bit. Like you guys said, that's why Stable was brought here. And I mean, if they go out and get Rodgers and it completely flops, it just sets the franchise back even more.
Do you think, and thank you for the call, Pat, do you think that if you sign Aaron Rodgers, it allows you to develop the quarterback properly in year one?
Unconventionally possible, but probably not.
Okay.
Meaning he's not getting real live bullets.
Now maybe, right. Now maybe some people could say, yeah, I do, because I want him to sit and learn for an entire year and learn from one of the best to ever do it. Okay. I don't think I'm not saying that that can't work, and I'd rather have a guy sit for at least portion of his first year than just be thrown to the wolves. But with Rodgers here, it's a different animal. The story shouldn't be year one if the Giants draft Cam Ward about Aaron Rodgers.
Yep.
It should be about Cam Ward and when they're going to turn things over to Cam Ward. Rodgers is such a huge personality and has his own goals, is trying to win now, where Ward or whoever they draft would take a back seat. Could that be beneficial? Maybe. For me, that's not what I would want this to be about if I'm running the Giants organization.
But you can strip away some of that personality. This is not the Jets a couple of years ago where he's saying, I want Randall Cobb, I want Evan Turner, I want Lazard, I want this coach, I want that. No, I mean, hey, Aaron, I'm going to give you a chance to play football. I don't see many other teams knocking down your door. So it's our rules. You know, if you want to come abide by them, you can come play. So it's a different persona. It's a different energy. Now, it doesn't mean it's going to work, but Aaron Rodgers entering the Giants building is vastly different than Rodgers entering the Jets building.
Sonny's in Malvern. What's up, Sonny?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Hey, BK, I can't believe I never told you this. My three oldest brothers, George, Jack, and Joe, they all went to Marist at the same time.
I bet you that great time, huh? They loved it, right?
Back in the day. This is a long time ago. They're all 68, 67, and wow. 66 years of age. All, believe it or not, they're all born the same day, BT, but yeah. a year apart. Okay. They all have the same birthday.
I got it. Well, that's wow, wild. All right, cool, man. What's going on?
Sal, your scenario about Aaron Rodgers coming to the Giants, that only works, I think, if you sign Rodgers, you don't draft a quarterback at number three. You pick the best player right. available, which is probably going to be Hunter or Carter.
Carter.
And then you pick a quarterback, say in the second or third round, like Kyle McCord out of Syracuse or Jalen Milroe out of Alabama, because then those guys don't have to take a lot of snaps in their first year.
Well, that's why I wouldn't do it. I think you're right, Sonny. Thank you for the call. I think that's the way that it would work for the Giants. If you have Aaron Rodgers, if they decide it's Rodgers, much like it would have been for Stafford. If they decide it's Rodgers, then it's, okay, we're trying to win now, and the future franchise quarterback is secondary. Doesn't mean that you can't take one, but you're taking one later in the rounds, maybe hoping that it could stick one day down the road. But for now, for the next year, potentially two, your quarterback is Aaron Rodgers, and you're going to try to win games. I get the feeling that's what they're trying to do. I think that would be a disaster.
I mean, that sounds good, but I mean, it sounds a little bit good, but you can't control that because if it was the other way around, meaning if the draft was before free agency, well, then I could see that. You don't take a quarterback at three. You don't trade down. You don't trade up. You do whatever you do with three. And then you find your quarterback round two or round three. And then you can say, okay, we have a guy that's a little bit of a raw project here, but we've got Rodgers or Wilson or whatever they do. That's more justifiable than doing it this way, because if you get Rodgers or whomever, and you say, well, we're still in the quarterback market, you can't control that you actually get somebody that you like, because right. somebody could beat you to him.
I guess my point is, if you're going to go all in, I would go all in on getting Cam Ward. If they don't like Cam Ward, then they're not going to do that, not going to force the issue. That's why they're going all in on Rodgers, which I think would be a disaster.
Didn't it seem like they were more all in for a moment on Ward? It did.
I thought so, according to the reports.
Well, first it seemed like it was all Sanders, and then that dissipated quick.
Right.
And then it was Stafford, and then it was, my Giants look like they're going to mess around and trade for Cam Ward.
I always thought it was more Sanders just because of default. Like, they weren't going to be able to get Ward, and then maybe at three, they'd hope to get Shador Sanders and turn him into the franchise quarterback. Either way, it is a mess with the Giants quarterback situation. BT and Sal on the Fan. Midday Madness with you guys on the phones, brought to you by Boost Mobile. When you buy 6 months on their best unlimited plans, Boost will give you another 6 months free.
Call of the Day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Today's Call of the Day brought to you by Volvo Cars Ramsey. Finding the Volvo you want is easy at Volvo Cars Ramsey. And by Edison Heating and Cooling, New Jersey's heating experts. Arthur in Yulin, New York wants to chime in about the foxes that we were talking about. What's up, Arthur?
Hey, a wild fox, that's a nocturnal animal. So if you see it during the day, they have rabies.
Ryan here is in Rye, New York. What's up, Ryan?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey.
Listen, I am an avid hunter. I've trapped animals. I go out all the time into the woods. And the idea that foxes are nocturnal and if you see them during the day have rabies is the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life.
They
come out at dusk mainly to feed and go hunt,
okay.
But to say that they are strictly nocturnal is ridiculous, and that if you see them during the day, they have rabies.
Okay, so Arthur may have been mistaking on that. We appreciate the insight, Ryan, and thank you for the call. See, Ryan seems like a guy that I'd want to call up if I had an issue in my backyard.
That guy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Seems like he is familiar with maybe potentially killing some of those foxes, I should say.
No? Yeah.
You're a hunter or no?
I'm not a hunter. I love to fish,
right.
As you know. I tell you, I don't know, and I don't have issue with people who do this. I'm not preaching. I've never hunted. I don't know if I could bring myself to pump a bullet into Bambi myself. Myself. I know it's a sport.
Channeling your inner Marissa Tomei right here. Remember my cousin Vinny?
Of course.
Bam,
love it.
I know. Leaping bullet. Okay, yeah.
But one thing that does seem appealing to me, like, and this is just the way I envision hunting, like, I would, you know how they have the tree stands? Like, they have these, they build the trees so you're not on the ground, on the floor. I mean, they just basically, they have like these wooden sheds, for lack of a better description, and you could hunt from there, bow and arrows, guns, whatever it might be. I would actually enjoy being up there, especially like when I used to dip, like have a tin of Skoll, have a little coffee, a little Irish coffee, sit up there all day with one or two buddies, like at beautiful like October up in the mountains, like that'd be pretty tranquil. But I don't think I could bring myself to just kill an animal for no reason.
All right, me neither. Awkward transition here because I wanted to get to Vladimir Guerrero Jr. before we. Okay, BT couldn't kill an animal. Neither could I, honestly. Although I guess if it was coming after you, you have no choice.
Oh no, if it was coming at me, I'd shoot it right between the eyes.
I'd run the other way.
And they'll
mommy. I mean, I asked my wife to kill a bug this morning.
Oh my god,
you're so good at that. Yeah, I did. Because I saw one last night, and I don't know if there's an issue going on here or whatever, but literally. And I saw one maybe a couple nights ago, and I got it, but it was like, you know, squeamish, and it was tough to get.
Okay.
Like, oh, man. But I did get it. My wife this morning walks up to it like it's no big deal. She just gets it, and she's like, it's because I'm not afraid of him.
Ooh, that seems like a little, jab.
I was like, you're right. I run the other way with that stuff. Anyway, Vladimir Guerrero Jr., did you see the contract demands that he
had? I saw it.
So they said, Vlad said a couple weeks ago, whenever it was, that it was under $600 million his ask.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Post reported yesterday that it was $500 million that he turned down.
Over 14 years, right?
Whatever it was. Yeah, 14 years, I think, right, that he turned. Dude. Is he out of his mind?
I think he's getting it. You and I disagree on this.
I would bet anything. Now, he could have gotten it. He turned it down. You think another team is going to give Vladimir Guerrero Jr. $500 million?
I do. I wouldn't do it.
Or more because he turned down $500?
I wouldn't do it. I think somebody's going to do it. I think he's that next tier below Soto where you can justify doing it.
I don't even think he's close to Soto. Age, yes.
But that's what I'm saying. Like that kind of profile.
Even if he has a monster year, I think the Blue Jays paid him in accordance to what he is going to get. Because I was saying best case on the open market. I mean, I was thinking more like $450, and I guess with deferrals maybe is where it got to $500, and maybe that's part of the problem for Vlad. Put it this way. You're taking the Mets out. There's no way the Yankees are going to do that either.
No.
So you're taking the Mets and Yankees out.
And probably Dodgers won't do it.
I don't know if they have the money, and maybe he doesn't want the deferrals, which would take the Dodgers. Well, and also they have Freeman in place there too.
Mm-hmm.
Not sure how many years. So you're right. How are you getting the bidding up to that? Who is bidding more than that against Toronto?
Well, I want to be clear about something because Hoff had something. I don't want to say different, but Hoff, didn't you say they were $50 million apart, which is different than four? Didn't you say they were $50 million apart?
Yeah, Buster only said that they were $50 million apart. 14 years, and it was like 3.5 per year.
Okay. So if you're Toronto, here's what I don't get. Forget about for a second. We can get back to it. If Vladdy's going to get five or could or is worth it, whatever. If you're Toronto and no one is taking your money, nobody.
Right.
Not Ohtani, not Pete, nobody. Why wouldn't, and you know you're $50 million apart? Why not just say, all right,
because
here's the extra 50 mil.
Because I think it's got to stop at some point. And I think their offer, well, not knowing all the exact details. I mean, dude, if it were 14 years, I don't care how much of it's deferred. If it's 14 and around 500 million,
yep.
He's not worth that. So I think that they overextended that. At some point, you got to draw the line. No? Then what if he said, oh, well, I want 600, which maybe he did. And they're like, no, we're not doing that. Mm-hmm. Like, at some point, you got to draw the line. I think their offer was more than fair. Soto turning down whatever it was, $400 million years ago, it's a lot different. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. thinks he's better than he is. He's very good. He's young. I think he's better than Pete Alonso. I'm on the record of saying that. I stand by that. I don't think he's a better value than Pete Alonso at $500 million
mm-hmm.
for a first baseman who's got the body that he has. Juan Soto is an elite-level performer. In the batter's box, Vlad is a good offensive player.
I think if Vlad Guerrero has one of those years, and we've gone through the stats a few times, and I agree, there's just too many fluctuations for his performance. I don't love his body, not a great position, all that. I got it. A lot of reasons why you shouldn't give him that kind of money. But, you know, if he bangs 42 doubles and hits .315, and which he's very capable of with a 900 OPS, he's getting money. I'm not going to be six.
Yeah.
I think he's going to be over five.
BT and Sal on the fan. Maybe the better transition from going from the hunting to Vladimir Guerrero Jr. would have been this call. Anthony in Middletown, Delaware, talking about who he wants the Giants to draft. What's up, Ant?
Yeah, I mean, I have 3 points. I don't know if we'll get to them. But, okay, so first, I think the Giants showed their hand when they signed the cornerback. We're not taking Travis Hunter. So maybe if they go on defense, it better be Abdul Carter. And then secondly, they re-signed the receiver, my goodness. They re-signed Slayton. And then Tiki was like, oh, yeah, he's a good, you know, he's a locker room leader. Well, to me, that means
He's a terrible locker room leader because we stink.
Well, that's that's not fair, but I know what you mean. Okay. That's not literally fair, but I got you.
Right, right. Okay, and then last point. Okay, so do teams rest their players when they're making it to the playoffs? Like, say they, you know, they have nothing to play for. They rest their players that last game. So it is not a problem if you have nothing to gain by winning to play your backups to secure a better position. So the fact that people say, oh, I'm going to ban you from the radio station if you talk about tanking, no, it's just a smart move.
It sounds like you got to talk to Tiki, Anthony. You call Tiki's coming up next. Evan and Tiki have 4 hours to call Evan and Tiki. We don't need to deal with their issues. We got our own issues here. We don't need to deal with theirs. But also, his circumstance that the caller Anthony just laid out there, that has nothing to do with tanking. You're talking about, oh, the teams that are in the playoffs, do they not rest their players? They're not tanking. They're trying to preserve their team better for, like the Eagles did it. With Saquon Barkley, forget the rushing record. They want Barkley fresh and healthy for the postseason to go try to win a Super Bowl. They're trying to win, and they think by resting players, it's going to benefit them long-term. They're not doing it to get a better draft pick.
Did you hear Tiki's rant, though?
I did. I thought it was
he
fine.
Went nuts. I'll tell you one thing. When Tiki get, like, I know when he's mad. Yeah. He was mad.
Yeah.
He was legitimately mad.
I'm with him. I think the tank talk is stupid.
But you can't be banning it. I guess you could ban it from their show. Banning it?
Banning what? Any talk of tanking?
I think that's he dropped an edict out there.
Well, I don't know. I didn't hear the calls that led up to that. I just saw
the social media thing.
But it is a ridiculous conversation. That's why I tried to get to, like, I really do think sports commissioners need to take a deeper look at this. They may not think it's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
We're more in touch with the fan base, certainly in New York, than they are. I think they're out of touch with that. We are fans, so we would know better, and we talk to fans every single day. I think it's unhealthy for sports to have fans openly rooting for the team that they love to lose.
Yeah, we talked about this the other day. And by the way, I think fundamentally what Tiki could not let him speak for himself, but I don't disagree. Like, what bothers me about the tanking conversation is that it gets hijacked. Like, players are not going out there. Right. That's what, as a former player, that drives them nuts, which I get. But, you know, think about this. Have commissioners ever been so powerless as they are now? What juice do commissioners have now? It's all about the contracts with the networks and the union. Manfred's got juice. Adam Silver's got no juice. Goodell's got a little bit. Bettman's still the NHL commissioner?
Yes, yeah.
All right. I mean,
he's been there a long time.
Like 30 years at this point, I feel like, right? But, like, these commissioners don't have any juice.
Come get the Stanley Cup. Yeah, I mean, he's been there a long time.
Right? So, I mean, what rules are they making? What are they setting up anymore?
So you're saying the owners just push
they're
them around?
They're along for the ride, these commissioners.
Yeah, I guess that's power. Fair. Dave is in Smithtown. What's up, Dave?
Hey, guys. Listen, Sal, I'm a little ticked off of you. I'll get to that in a minute. But, BT, you know, you said it best. Aaron Rodgers, especially with the Steelers, he ain't going in there walking over Mike Tomlin's shoes. I can tell you that.
No.
But listen, as far as Sal, you're still there, right?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, great. Listen, the list you gave of the teams and GMs you trust the least,
mm-hmm.
I don't disagree with it. I mean, look, the Yankees and the Mets, you could debate that a little bit. But here's my issue. You know, and I know the Rangers are dead in the water, but I'm wondering why you wouldn't put them on the list. This is a big year for Drury. Conference finals, disaster, conference finals, disaster.
I get
disaster,
it. Dave, I get it. The reason,
no worries.
No, but I'm going to explain to you why I didn't put them on the list.
Okay.
And thank you for the call. We do appreciate you checking in. Because BT and I are not that, I'm going to put both of us in here. I know about the Rangers situation. I don't know about the Islanders or Devils in depth. And I know BT does not follow it the way that we would need to have a conversation about who's qualified from the general manager. Like, could you even name the general manager of the Devils?
No.
Me neither, okay? I know Lamoriello with the Islanders.
Yes.
But I'm not paying attention to it. Drury, absolutely. But I'm not going to put him in that conversation. I didn't want to put the Rangers in and leave the Islanders and Devils out.
Okay.
So I figured just leave them out and go with the five main ones.
Made it easier for me.
Yeah, that's kind of the point. Like, I didn't mean to be disrespectful, but we don't know enough about the Islanders or Rangers situation. I also left the Nets out.
Yep.
I mean, you know what I mean? I just stuck to the main five. It wasn't meant to be disrespectful to the Rangers or Islanders. And you're right, or Devils for that matter. You're right. It is an important run here for Chris Drury, who's making moves left and right with this Rangers team that is flopping this season. But for the sake of that conversation, it wasn't about the hockey teams. It was more about, really, to make the point about the Jets and Giants more specific.
And you wanted to really see where I had the Yankees compared to the Mets.
I honestly didn't. To be honest
with you, that's the most intriguing part of it. Who was one,
right, but the way,
and where the Yanks and the Mets rank.
The way that, like, even heard Boomer saying something about where I was asking Lindor a question. He thought that I was needling you. by asking Lindor about owning the town
or something like that.
Believe me, that was not had nothing to do with you.
I didn't take it that way.
I wanted to
get even it. If you did, that's fun.
Well, right, but I wanted to get a juicy soundbite potentially from Lindor about Mets versus Yankees. That's the thing.
Instead, you got one for your partner. Yeah. You got to earn it first.
Yeah.
I gave you a better answer
instead,
than anything.
Instead, of course, Lindor didn't answer it, but it wasn't meant to tweak you. And even in this particular case, my point about that was that we were both going to have the Giants last in the conversation.
Yep.
We had a natural disagreement on the Mets and Yankees, which was an accident. It was a happy accident, but it wasn't meant to, you know.
Happy accident?
Yeah. What do you mean? You never heard of the happy accident with, what's his name, Bob Ross, the painter?
I think I've ever heard that.
What's his name? Jeffrey Ross? Bob Ross?
No, it's Bob Ross. Happy little trees.
Happy, yeah. Didn't he say...
Happy accident?
Yeah, make a little happy accident once in a while.
Didn't he do that?
I used to watch him all the time. I don't remember him saying happy accident.
I'm pretty sure that is a Bob Ross thing.
Bobby Ross was in the... Bobby Ross, the old coach, Georgia Tech Lions.
Right.
Bob Ross was in the rotation of television shows when we were sick when we were kids. Price is Right, Little Gilligan's Island, Little Woody Woodpecker, Little Popeye, a little Partridge Family, and a little Bob Ross.
Bob Ross. I remember having that on. Bob Ross, quote, "We don't make mistakes. We have happy accidents."
You were right. Good call. Bob I didn't say you were wrong. I just don't remember it.
Bob Ross documentary, Happy Accidents. Betrayal, and I'm just looking at it right now.
Is that on Netflix? I think I saw that somewhat recently. Like blowing through the thumbnails. What year did he pass away?
It is on Netflix.
It is.
Bob Ross, Happy Accidents, Betrayal, and Greed. And then in theory, I'm like, oh, yeah, this would be fun. And then I put it on. I'm like, yeah, I'm bored with this.
But, like, what was he like? Was he a loner? Was he married? Was he, like, I don't know, was he tripping on acid doing this? Like, what was it? I don't need to see a documentary of him actually doing the work because I saw that. That's all I know about him. What was his life like?
Yeah, maybe. I mean,
was he a recluse? Was he Bob? I mean,
check it out. It's on Netflix.
Little tiny cloud over here.
Yeah.
I think that was amazing.
It was good.
He's sick.
I watched last night the Gabby Petito thing. Is that it? Gabby Petrino? How do you say her name?
It's Petito.
Petito. Gabby Petito.
I watched Petito too.
Did you watch the Gabby Petito thing?
No, I watched the Petito docuseries on Vice.
I was watching. I got to get in.
I don't know how you haven't watched an episode yet.
Well, I mean, I've been really busy.
It's like you and Marash with Rocky. Please, would you watch it? Come on, you're a Johnny's fan now.
I don't even know if I have access to it.
He said you're part of the family. He told you that on the show.
That is true.
He said you're family, Sal.
I get it. All right, well, maybe I have to check it out if I have time tonight. I don't know. You'll be out tomorrow. Good luck to the Johnnies at the Big East Tournament, starting things off.
Yep, let's go. It'll be fun.
I will be in with Boomer tomorrow morning in for Geo.
Early rise.
Oh, boy, have fun with that, buddy.
Hopefully you don't get grumpy. Boom Pop.
He better hope he doesn't get grumpy, Sal. All right, that does it for us. We'll see you Friday, 10 a.m. Moose will be in for us tomorrow at 10 a.m., so stay tuned for that. Thanks to Dope, thanks to Hop, everybody who called and listened. Appreciate each and every one of you. Evan and Tiki, they're coming up next.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.